This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government today appealed to all party leaders to allow parliament to function smoothly. Briefing media at the Parliament House today, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on 8th of this month and on electoral reforms on 9th December.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held today in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this, and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly, and everyone should get an opportunity to speak. Parliament
House. Earlier in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls. Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till tomorrow after completing its scheduled business. The Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day, following the opposition's demand for discussion on the SIR issue. When the lower house met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition continued with their protest, leading to adjournment of the house for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the house assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reiterated that the government is ready for discussion related to further electoral reforms. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has said government has decided to conduct census in 2027 and it will be held in two phases. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Rai said in the first phase, house listing and housing census will be conducted from April to September next year, followed by second phase. He said population enumeration will be done in February 2027 with the reference date of 1st March. 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where it will be done in September 2026 with reference date of 1st October 2026. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today clarified that the Sanchar Sathi is not a surveillance app but enables citizens to secure themselves through transparent and easy-to-use tools. In a social media post, Mr. Scindia said Sanchar Sathi is both an app and a portal that is completely democratic and fully voluntary. He said, digital security of every citizen of the country is government's topmost priority. Earlier, speaking to reporters outside Parliament, Union Minister noted that users can activate the app at their convenience to access its benefits and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time. The Ministry of Communications in a statement informed that with the help of this app, 26 lakh mobile phones have been traced, of which 7,23,000 phones have been returned to citizens. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO conducted a successful high-speed rocket sled test of a fighter aircraft escape system at controlled velocity in Chandigarh today. The Ministry of Defence said that the test validated canopy severance, ejection sequencing and complete aircrew recovery. It highlighted that the complex dynamic test placed India in an elite club of nations with advanced in-house escape systems testing capability. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented Indian Air Force, DRDO and industry on the successful test. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a two-day state visit to India from Thursday to take part in the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. According to an official in External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. And that is the end of this news bulletin.